Next Friday, apparently, is World Asteroid Day. But Professor Alan Fitzsimons, who Morris referred to there, is on the line. Professor Fitzsimons, good morning.
Good morning.
so we've no reason to worry. I'm mixing my dates up. I just heard asteroids, I heard next Friday, and I heard Morris this morning. Seriously, are we going to be hit at some point?
Seriously, yes, we will, but the likelihood is it won't be for a while. This is just part of a natural process. We're familiar with earthquakes going off occasionally and volcanoes going off around the world all the time. And asteroid strikes are just another natural process that affects the surface of our planet. Now, they don't happen as often as volcanic explosions or earthquakes, but they do occur. We know that they occur because we see the craters, not only on our planet, but of course on the moon and the other planets. We've also seen small asteroids enter the Earth's atmosphere and burn up and explode over the past few years. And so we have this event occurring on the United Nations World Asteroid Day, a week on Friday, to just highlight the fact that we understand that there is this problem, and we really ought to start thinking about doing something about it.
Limpid Opik, I remember interviewing him about this, the former MP, and he was obsessed with it. He does believe that we will be hit. You're suggesting we will at some point, but the Lord knows when. If we were hit by something as big as a car, what harm would that do to the world?
To the world, it wouldn't do anything, although it's going to hurt you if it hits you. Let's be honest about it. These things come in, enter our atmosphere at about 10 miles a second. So they pack quite a punch. And in fact, something the size of a small car, we actually saw hit the Earth over North Africa, over Sudan, back in 2008. And that was actually a nice test for us because we detected that with our surveillance telescopes less than 24 hours before impact. But we managed to calculate exactly where it was going to come down. We managed to observe and study that object before it entered the Earth's atmosphere. And then although it exploded at high altitude, we managed to go out there and scientists collected fragments of the rock there to fully understand what had occurred. Now, that was an occasion where we saw a small object coming in and we knew what was going to happen. However, if we go back 4 years ago, or to February 2013, a larger object, about 15, 18 meters across, entered the Earth's atmosphere over the Russian city of Chelyabinsk. Now, that we didn't have any warning of. Luckily, the Earth's atmosphere, as you did a pretty good job at protecting us, but it exploded at low altitude, and because it was near a major center of population, about 1,500 people were injured. The blast wave knocked over walls, shattered windows. It was pretty spectacular.
Just on that, because I think we've got coverage of that particular asteroid arriving. That is pretty scary. If that happened in the middle of the night, you would think the world was ending.
Well, it is pretty scary, particularly when it's so unannounced. And our problem is, at the moment, although we have telescopes, as I mentioned previously, that are surveying the sky every clear night, they're based primarily in North America, although we're currently building one in South America, in Chile, as well, a pretty large one. They're not very good at picking up these small objects. We only see them when they're very close to the Earth. The larger objects, which are less of, but could do more damage, we can actually see them from quite a distance away. And so we're pretty good at tracking objects, say, half a kilometre or a kilometre across or so. But these small guys, the ones that can come in pretty much unannounced, we're not so good at tracking them because they are so small. They're not very bright, and they're difficult to spot on the telescopes.
Do you know, you are Queen's University's head of astrophysics, and we can't get your telephone to work correctly. This is always a problem that's going to face the modern age, Alan. The line is breaking up on us a little. Unfortunately, it's now gone, but I really appreciate you coming on, Alan. Thank you. That is a really strange line. Professor Alan Fitzsimons from Queen's University's Astrophysics Research Centre, reminding us that we're still safe enough, but Friday week is World Asteroid Day. It's the last thing we want. Hitting the world, or we'll all be the past.